Macmillan Audio presents Lullaby by Amanda Hawking. Read for you by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. Aftermath. Harper woke up when the sun was just beginning to set and squinted at the dim orange light streaming in through her curtains. For one moment, one brief, glorious moment, she'd forgotten about the night before, the night when her little sister had been attacked before turning into some kind of mermaid and disappearing in the ocean. Then it all came back to her. Her head throbbed at the memory, and she squeezed her eyes shut. After Gemma had swum away, leaving Harper alone on the dock at Bernie's Island, Daniel had checked on Alex to make sure that he was all right. When they'd arrived at the cabin, Alex had been lying unconscious on the floor. Harper hadn't seen what had happened, but it wasn't hard for her to imagine. A horrible bird creature stood over him. Its mouth was filled with razor-sharp teeth, and massive black wings stretched out behind it. Then it had shifted, changing form into a different kind of monster, the beautiful pen. It was almost impossible for Harper to wrap her mind around. When Alex had